Hello and welcome to UC Today. My name's David Dungay. Today I'm joined by Scott Anderson, CMO of Intermedia. Welcome to the show, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
Fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to today's discussion. We're going to be talking about channel partners and how they select their new suppliers. And a very pertinent point for channel right now. But Scott, before we get into that conversation, do you want to give us a quick introduction to yourself and Intermedia?
Yeah, sure. I'm Scott Anderson. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer here at Intermedia. Been here 5.5 years. I am a serial B2B marketer and love working with the channel and have been in companies of all sizes that work with the channel. At Intermedia, which is a great company to do business with, what we do is unified communications, contact center, so that's voice, video conferencing, group chat, secure file sharing, contact center, email, all together. And we serve companies of all sizes, but SMB is our sweet spot, and we are channel first. And I'm sure we're going to talk today about what it means to be channel first and all the flavors of that.
We certainly will. Let's sort of set the scene a little bit, though. As you look across the market today, what do you see in terms of how technology suppliers are approaching their channel? Are you seeing it pretty much ubiquitous, i.e. everyone's the same? Or are you seeing a differing approach across the board at the moment?
Yeah, not at all. I actually see differing approaches across the board. There's a whole lot of variables when you're thinking about doing business with a technology supplier. We all say channel first. We can talk about what channel first means, but there's all different ways to support and treat the channel. And if you're going into business with a technology supplier, I highly recommend digging in, doing your homework, and really understanding their approach, all the support that they're going to give you, how important the channel is to their business, and all the other attributes.
Yeah, well, maybe let's dig into that sort of channel first kind of question a little bit then. How do partners, really decipher which suppliers are partner first? I look around the market and most of the suppliers I see have a channel, route to market, but it's very hard to sort of pull that apart as to, which suppliers are more in favor of the channel or not so much, or, or what that really looks like. But what are your thoughts on that?
I'd say there's a really key attribute to take a look at, and that is how important the channel is to that particular supplier. And there's a couple of ways to do that. So one way is to understand the revenue that's derived from the channel for that supplier. So if you have high revenue, channel's going to be more important. They're going to invest more in supporting the channel. They're going to understand the channel more. If they have a business that's mostly direct and the channel is a very small part of revenue, you can probably deduce from that there's going to be a lower investment in the channel. And not only that, you might have channel conflicts where they're coming in and competing with you, even though you're a partner of theirs. A third thing to look at is the makeup of their channel. So when you're diving in and just looking at how much business comes from the channel, if they have one or two channel partners that are primarily what gives them the most sales, then that's probably where they're going to invest the most. But if they have a broad layout of multiple channel partners, a big community, then as you start doing business with that particular partner, you're going to have more of an opportunity to get the support and the resources that a supplier has.
Yeah, I'd probably also add to that, actually, the direction of travel is important as well. Of course, we see these swings between direct and partner-centric, and getting a sort of a statement of intent is probably important as well. If they're moving towards a more channel-centric model, how much business did they do via the channel last year as well is also probably an important metric to kind of consider. So let's talk about supplier services then. What's important for a partner to consider from a supplier services point of view when they're looking at a new technology supplier to a relationship to kind of bring on board?
Yeah, there's some key areas that I would say to look at for sure. So one of them is level of support you're going to get. You want to make sure that when you work with a supplier, and you know this, that you're engaging with your customer and there's an issue or you're trying to sell, you want to make sure that your supplier is there for you, giving you the assets that you need, giving you the support that you need to support your customers. That's really important. So we have JD Power certified technical support 7 years running, and we spend a lot of time making sure that we support our partners and partners and customers. That's important. Level of training is also important. When you work with a supplier, you're going to want to make sure that your sellers, that your tech folks, that your support organization really understands their technology and their category. So what you want to look for there is, do they come out, do they train you? Do they have an online university? We have an online intermediate university for both UCaaS and CCaaS, and it's got all kinds of courses on just how to identify customer, how to do a sales pitch to that particular customer for our category of products, all the way down into technical detail. That's another one. Another one is marketing. So you got to go drive demand. You got to go get new customers. You're cross-selling and upselling into your base. Chances are you cover a lot of different categories, and our category is just one of them. So you're going to want to understand what they have from a marketing perspective. And then the final one is sales support. Not final, but a really important one is sales support. Is your supplier willing to come out and help you close some of those big deals that you really want to close, or to work with your sellers and make sure that your sellers have all the skills that they need to go sell that particular product? So a lot of different attributes, a lot of different categories. You're going to want to make sure that, your particular supplier supports all of those areas. They're worth diving into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you highlighted some absolute fundamentals there, you know, training, marketing and sales support, you know, absolutely key there. You know, what else are you looking at, though, from a or what else should partners be looking at from an evaluation point of view when it comes to assessing these relationships? Are there any other areas that they should really dive into?
Really understand the suppliers. Go-to-market model when you're assessing a supplier to do business with. So there's the traditional agent model. So you sell, you get a spiff, you get a commission, and then your supplier takes on probably the support, the billing of that particular customer. And a lot of channel partners like to do that. That's great, and we offer that. Another go-to-market model that we offer, we call a customer ownership reseller model. And what that is our partners buy wholesale. They own the end customer relationship. We support the partner, but they have tier one support. We support them in the billing, but they have the billing relationship with their end customer. They can bundle our solutions with the other products that they sell too, so they have flexibility in pricing and bundling. So as you're looking at various suppliers, there's different models, different go-to-market models. You're going to want to make sure that you choose the one that's right for you and your business.
Yeah. I also want to talk about the investment in the suppliers as well. You know, a lot of partners will have built up years and decades in some instances of investment with a particular supplier. It's not always easy to kind of look beyond that investment you've already made, but maybe you could talk to some of the trade-offs between staying with that supplier that you've, you know, spent that time in learning and, you know, accrediting and servicing your customers with versus, you know, taking on new technology from a new supplier. What are those trade-offs that kind of you see?
Yeah, that relationship with your supplier is important, and a lot of it is based on trust, and we know that. And trust from channel perspective, trust with your end customers is really important, and trust with your suppliers is really important. And it takes years to establish those relationships and get up to speed. That's really important. Another thing that's really important is looking forward and what's relevant for your business and business growth. So in technology, and I got to tell you, I've been in technology, as I mentioned, for a very long time, serial B2B marketer. I've seen waves and waves of new technology come in and override old technology. And there are suppliers that are one day they're big, and then they're in their twilight or their twilight era, and new technology providers are coming in. And so even though you might trust your current suppliers and your providers, it's always very important to look forward, understand the trends in technology, understand who the new suppliers are, and if you want to try and make a switch or at least, you know, dip into new technology or different technology, you don't have to give up that old supplier. So you can invest in that new supplier, keep the old one, see how things are going, and then adjust as you go along. So it's not black and white at all.
Yeah. And of course, partner programs play a huge part in partners investing in these relationships as well. You know, what are you seeing from a tiered approach right now? You know, as I see partner programs, these tiered approaches, quite often, you know, there's very few partners who are getting the most sort of benefits and kickbacks from their suppliers, you know, and they're not always fair across the board. You know, what are you seeing? Do you find tiered programs to be sort of net benefit or negative for partners generally?
Yeah, I'd say it depends on the tiered program that a technology supplier has. And there's good ones, there's bad ones. As you're evaluating your technology supplier, it's worthwhile to really understand what the tier program is. We have one called the Champions Program. We get a lot of great feedback from all of our partners on it. And essentially, these tiered programs are as channel partners achieve milestones in selling or something else, some other milestone, then they get different levels of benefits. So that's good for the channel partner because if you're achieving more, you achieve the benefits. It's good for the supplier because those channel partners who are achieving more get more of the benefits. So I think it's positive, but every technology supplier has some sort of a program. They've got to have it documented somewhere. And when you're evaluating them, take a look at that documentation, ask the questions, make sure that the tiered program is the one that's right for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, let's talk about your forte, marketing. Obviously, partners, quite often they need a lot of marketing support. You know, what should they be looking for, what should partners be looking for from their service providers when it comes to that support specifically around marketing?
Yeah, marketing support is really important. And there's a lot of things that our channel partners try to achieve, but the three primary categories that we hear from our channel partners that they're trying to achieve from a marketing perspective is new audience acquisition, cross-selling and upselling to their base. And a lot of our channel partners sell a lot of different categories. So it's really important that if they're in the security sector, selling UCaaS into that versus some other sector, that's really important, looking for help there. And then also branding. And so marketing support is really important. I would say as you look at a technology supplier, get access to they should have a marketing portal or website. Take a look at the assets that are available. They should have an ability to drive campaigns for you. If they don't, that's possibly a red flag. Social media, they should provide you with social media that you can push out very easily. If not, allowing you to connect social media and pushing out their content through your social media and engines. And then we also have field marketers. So we work with our channel partners and consult with them depending on what their business needs are. All the different assets that I've mentioned we make them available to our partners in a way that supports their specific business objectives. And in talking to a lot of our partners, they've told us that sometimes there's not a lot of investment in their marketing chops. So look for a supplier that's not just going to inundate you with more stuff and then push on you, but a supplier that's going to come in and help you, consult with you, provide the tools and the assets that you need to drive demand to grow your business.
Is differentiation a problem around marketing when you're getting materials from the supplier? You know, we sh surely I know Intermedia you have a lot of different materials and a lot of different avenues, you know, partners can go down, but elsewhere perhaps, you know, is there a danger that, you know, this sort of marketing around particular products are going to look a little bit too the same, you know, in certain areas?
Yeah, there is a danger, and it goes back to our original discussion about the level of investment that a supplier has in the channel. If a supplier has limited investment in the channel and a limited investment in marketing, probably you're going to get a couple of campaigns, and then depending on how many channel partners that supplier has, those channel partners' campaigns are all going to look the same. So that's a danger. For us, we offer 500 plus assets, and those assets are easily brandable. You can drop your logo in, you can use our logo, we can co-brand. We support 24 different vertical markets, and we've made everything modular. So again, when understanding what our partners' needs are, their specific business needs are, they can create or pick and pull from all these different assets and pull different pieces from them, whether it's a call script or a pitch deck or a white paper or some other piece of collateral, emails, et cetera, and custom build a program that's right for them. And then they're differentiated and they're not looking like a vanilla also ran that everybody else is using the same stuff. That's really important as well.
Fantastic. So, Scott, we're sort of reaching the end of today's session, but let's leave our audience with one last sort of golden nugget of information, and that is a really important one as well. When it comes to assessing these new supplier relationships, of course, it's the job of the supplier to pitch themselves, to highlight their positives and maybe hide a little bit of their weaknesses. But how does a partner really cut through that? You know, how do they know, you know, what is true and what is just hype?
Well, we've already talked about a number of areas that a channel partner should look into to do their homework. And all of these assets, the level of support, the level of investment, all of that's important. In addition to all of that, what I would suggest is go talk to other channel partners. The channel partner community, I've found, they talk to each other. It's a really strong and vibrant community. So go to, if you're looking at a particular supplier that you're interested in, talk to other channel partners, understand the levels of support, understand, whether they're positive or negative about that particular supplier. And you can even go further and talk to end customers about their level of support and their understanding and the use of the particular supplier's solutions and tool set. There's also other areas where you can easily hear the voice of the end customer. So go to these ratings and review sites. Look at G2, look at TrustRadius. The Better Business Bureau has a website. Those are really good resources to understand at a glance whether there are particular issues or there's really strong support. And then finally, go use their tools, go to their portals, go to their marketing portal, go to their partner portal, and look at it for yourself. Pulling all of that together, you can get beyond the hype and really understand what you're getting into when you're considering doing business with a new tech supplier.
Great. I think that's a really great place to end today's discussion, Scott. You've given our audience some really valuable insight into how they can go about selecting a new supplier. I'd like to say thank you so much for joining me and sharing your insights.
Thank you, David, for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
And thank you for watching. You've been watching me, David Dungate, on UC Today. If you like today's discussion, please give us a like and a share on social media. That's it from me. See you next time.